This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of August 24th, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yeah, that's right. News AF back again here on Tuesday with the guys who check out all of the internet's most interesting news and filter it. Make sure there's nothing that's boring. Kick that out. And then we come
and
here.
And it's probably true.
Probably true. Yeah. We're going to look it up, check all the facts. We have a research staff of thousands and bring it all to you here on News AF. First, let me bring in a man who is Pickleball's top influencer, a member of the cast of 14 of the top Survivor seasons of all time. I mean, four of the 14. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to talk news every week, and I've got a new microphone, so this one shouldn't zonk out on me when I accidentally touch it here. And it's pretty. See how it's all murdered out, full black, where I used to have the old one, like what Danny's got over there. So, hide your mic, Danny. And let's see. 1 week from yesterday, so next Monday, I'm going to be in Gilbert, Arizona, playing pickleball at Gilbert Regional Park in the evening.
Yeah.
And anyone who was in the area who wants to stop by and get pictures and say hi, or maybe get some free Fila gear or whatever, I'll be over there. So come say hi. And if you need more info, download the Pickle Play app. It's free. And every download helps me a little bit in that the more downloads, the better.
Now, what kind of gear are we talking?
I have some Fila hats.
Yeah.
Not this exact one, but similar Fila pickleball hats. I have some wristbands.
Are they sweatbands or wristbands?
Sweatbands.
Good.
Terry cloth sweatbands.
Are you pro wristbands and anti sweatbands, Danny?
Say that again.
Do you prefer wristbands over sweatbands?
Oh, you need sweatbands. I wear gloves. I sweat so much that I can't have it flying off of me like a sprinkler system. So I have to wear these. I wear mountain biking gloves when I run. So, I could wear the sweatbands, though, the terry cloth wristbands, sweatband things. Those would help.
So your hands get so sweaty that the sweat...
Not my hands. Everything, think about it, like shoulders, arms, armpit, it all drains out the pinky.
And you have to wear... Gloves. Because you would be shooting liquid everywhere if you didn't.
Yeah, when you say like that, it sounds gross, Rob.
Yeah, but that's very courteous, though. You're like a evil villain of like that. You're like a superpower.
My superpower is spreading my liquid everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could use probably two or three armbands. And then maybe it'd be really cool if you could fill one up with sweat and squeeze it back into your mouth and get all those electrolytes back.
You can
recycle, reuse, etc.
You can, but you wouldn't want to unless you're talking like a Dune style apparatus where it filters everything out and just gives you like the most perfect hydration.
Speaking of Dune,
did we already introduce Danny?
No, Danny Bryson, Perspiron.
This is Danny Bryson.
here to talk about Dune and how I've heard about the release now for so long, I no longer care about Dune. Yeah. And same with Bond. You know what? I've heard about Bond and they've talked about the release so many times. I no longer care James Bond's most recent movie.
There's a new Bond? Wait,
there's a new James Bond movie?
Yeah. The one that they've been teasing for a year and a half now.
Is it Pierce Brosnan again?
No, it's got Daniel Craig, his last stint as Bond. Anyway, yeah, who cares, right? It's been going on. It's been teased now for a year and a half. It's like we've all moved on. At least I have. Mm-hmm. I'll still watch it probably on a plane.
This is what's crazy is that Danny is also Daniel Craig Bryson, and he does not even support his namesake.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is he the worst Bond, Danny?
What's that?
Is he the worst Bond?
No, he's not the worst Bond.
Is he the worst Daniel Craig?
No, he represents the name very well. Good movie selections. Great. He's a great actor. He's made a lot of money that he just recently said he won't be giving to any of his kids.
Why?
He said he's going to get rid of it all. I don't know.
Why? What does he have?
It's like if you're a rich person and you want to signal that you're cool and hip and not a capitalist freak.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to allow this to continue. I'm going to give away all my money. And then you come to find out, just like we did with the Gates, when they said they weren't going to give their kids any money. Oh, they were only going to give them like houses and like $100 million or something that.
Yeah.
It's like, don't sit there and tell us you're not giving your kids anything. You're just not giving them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot in between those two statements.
And to be honest, the only reason you work so hard is for your kids.
Who else am I going to give it to? I'd like maybe to spend it all on myself, but I'd also like to make it so my kids could have some fun.
I mean, I'm not working extra for myself ever. Mm-hmm. Never working extra for myself. I'm doing the minimum to get by.
You're not out there on the pickleball grind.
Because I have enough friends that if I was just by myself, I could still get helicopter rides. I could still ride in nice cars. I could still stay at fancy hotels. All of that is not a problem. But I need to build an empire for my children.
Mm-hmm. The way you should live is if you do have wealthy parents, you should hope for something but expect nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, live your life like you won't get it anything.
Good philosophy.
But then when it does show up, if it does show up,
really,
so stoked.
Yeah, I don't. Is that how you've been living your life, Danny?
Kinda. If they were to tell me that that I wasn't going to receive anything, I think that now
what
in my life,
do?
In my 20s, that's what I could fly helicopters. I could do video work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not worried about working, but maybe in my 20s, I would have freaked out and blown blood vessels in my head. But now it's like, whatever.
Now, what do you think about? I saw a couple of weeks ago that Quentin Tarantino said that he won't give any money to his mom. And people seem like they like that. Like, wow, he's a man
because
of his word.
Mom doubted him.
Yeah.
And actually, that goes to another comedian. A comedian had a bit about his mom doubted him. And I hate doubters. So I kind of supported Tarantino on that because people who tell you you can't do this, you shouldn't do that. Those people are the worst. You don't need those people around.
I had a gym teacher in junior high who sat the entire class down and told them that the chances of any of us being professional athletes was so astronomically low that none of us should even try to be.
Like, see, that's crazy.
You're a PE teacher, and it was a gym teacher in junior high.
That's one way to motivate a bunch of kids.
The thing is, maybe then the pressure is off, Tyson. Maybe it's like, listen, none of you are going to be pros. Let's just have fun.
It doesn't sound like that was his message.
It doesn't. I don't remember fully the message other than that. And I just remember even
Let's
in that
play
moment,
jazz, thinking, kids.
Like, this is pretty negative.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob, I do kind of believe in that message. I don't know if I'd say that to my kids. I did watch a Little League game that one of my boys was in, and a parent was freaking out about the umping. And the umping's done by like 14-year-olds. And I wanted to go up to him and say, dude, none of this matters. This is, you know, like, these are a bunch of 8-year-olds playing baseball. And he was freaking out like it was. He probably had a scout there for his son. You know what I mean? He was just freaking out. And I just would have said what you said. Let's just have fun. None of these kids, from what I could tell, are going any further than Little League.
Yeah, I have that conversation or used to have that conversation when I was racing. After racing pro, racing amateur, you'd be like out just like mountain biking, and I'm out there having fun, and somebody's like, I'm like trying to have a little chit chat with him on the trail. And they're like, excuse me, sorry, no, I can't talk right now. I'm having a real bad day. And I was like, oh, are you? Because you're out here mountain biking. You must be getting paid and failing miserably, because I'm not getting paid. So I'm just out here getting my exercise in. That made him a little more upset.
And actually, Rob, that message that you shared, that's the message for the parents. The message for the kids is you can do anything. Go for it. The message for the parents is calm the F down. Your kid's not going to be a pro. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the way to split that up.
I just want to like put a flagpole in the ground right now and say that I don't want to bring that energy into the podcast where it's like, hey, like we're just having fun. If we screw up, it doesn't matter. No, that's that's not what this is
matters.
About.
Yeah, this is matters. The most important thing I do every week. Yeah. Standing. This is the most important standing appointment I've had.
Agreed.
Over the course of the last 5 years.
We keep people informed. We have a job to do. We can't just mess around.
Yeah. Nope. I think we're just over here willy-nilly in it.
I'm not here for fun.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
If we were doing something fun, we'd be mountain biking.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be so concerned or excited about this new microphone.
Yeah. With a USB-C.
Exactly, dude. On both ends, bro.
You know what the C stands for?
So now I don't have to use the adapter. USB-C.
Cord. Cord. That's how you know that it needs a wire.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what USB stands for or what the C stands for on that.
Yeah.
I think there's just an A, B, and C, and this is the USB-C. Mm-hmm. So should we start talking about the news, or should we talk about Rob's road trip?
We can talk about my road trip.
Yeah. Went up north, right?
Yeah, drove from North Carolina to Long Island. And
is that the Atlantic Highway number 2? Atlantic Coast Highway 2?
I don't know. I
don't know how they...
I didn't write it down on the way.
The Pacific Coast Highway is 1, and so probably the other coast would be the second highway.
You think so? Maybe it would be 0, because I feel like they would make that one first.
Would have been the first, yeah. So did you go up the coast? Did you see the ocean a lot of times as you were driving up?
We did see the ocean a lot. We cut across that there's a very long bridge in Virginia that I didn't even know about. I thought we're going over like a little bridge, hop, skip, and a jump. And like, boy, $18 toll. This better be some bridge. And it was like 5 miles of bridge.
Was it worth it?
My wife was very scared. So what are you scared of? That we're going to drive off the side of the bridge? She said, look, the bridge only needs to collapse once.
Yeah, yesterday I watched San Andreas, the movie starring The Rock, and it had like 4 or 5 bridge collapse scenes, which I wouldn't want my children to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, I mean, that's how roller coasters are, too.
Yeah.
You get on a roller coaster and everybody's like scared. I'm like, I'm not scared of roller coasters. They do make me sick, but I'm not scared of them because the people on before didn't die. So the chances of me dying are slim, but it does happen. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you would say that it was worth it because it was a super long bridge and you would definitely pay the $18 to go across again.
I mean, it wasn't that it was fun, but I think it saved us a lot of time. I think we would have had to drive all the way around like a bunch of states to get to where we ultimately had to go.
Wow.
I always think it'd be cool, and we saw a video a while ago, someone jumping one of those bridges that rises like this. And I always thought it'd be kind of exciting if they had options to go do little jumps in your car, like minimum speed, 40 miles an hour. And you got to clear like a little gap.
Liability involved.
I know. This is in a different universe.
A parallel universe.
No one cares about risk. It's like everything is risky.
What if it was like 6 inches off the ground, Tyson, where they advertise it as go airborne in your car?
I've seen regular cars from regular people jump regular things, and it's never like the movies, dude. Ever.
Oh no.
It's never like the movies. It's gonna land straight on its front bumper, drag across, rip the bumper off, then as its rear end slams down on the ground, it's gonna bend the entire chassis, and that car is going to be considered totaled.
Yeah, but maybe you can claim that on your insurance requirements.
What?
You can claim that on your insurance.
Jump in a car? Yeah, but I think your insurance premiums go up.
That'd be worth it.
Rob, what are you doing in New York?
Just podcasting and then trying to make time for family and just we're just like I mean, the nice part about being here is that you know, it's cozy. It's like everybody is like in like very, very close quarters. So you really get to just spend a lot of time and like, move around like tight spaces. And it's just
nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Like living on a sub.
Yeah. And everybody's like on the same page on everything. So there's just like so much like peace and harmony.
And love.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been here in a minute and I haven't been here with my family in 2 years. And, you know, it's just so incredible. And it doesn't even feel any different when I'm here by myself or when I'm here with my whole family, because it's just both are so great. And just I can't stop raving about it.
It sounds incredible. Let me ask you this. Are you going to see a Mets game?
Yes, next Tuesday. So we might have to do at this time next Tuesday. So we probably have to push the News AF a day or forward or behind.
And are you going to see the Jets play?
No.
Are the Jets playing currently?
I thought I saw something. They're going to play a preseason game against the Eagles.
They won their first preseason game.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying, Rob. What if the Jets won and the Mets won? Would that improve your week even more?
Well, I mean, nobody really cares about the last preseason game. So it does. I mean, the preseason really is like, hey, let's just have fun and not get hurt. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Oh, our motto. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's my model. That's been my model also for the last probably 6 years at least. Let's have fun and don't get hurt. Yeah,
they want the starters to look good, but it's like, you know, at the end of these games, it's like you don't even like the people that are playing for your team aren't even going to be on your team. So it's like if you lose like, 30-19, nobody cares.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
well, that's cool. Then we won't really give much credence to the Jets preseason.
No.
Is this when they try the hardest because they get the most wins, would you say?
No, I don't think they have done that well in the preseason historically. But it's a new era with our Mormon savior leading us all to the promised land. Yeah.
Zach Wilson, right?
Yes.
Are you excited about him?
That's our guy. He's looked good. But let's not do too much NFL talk today.
Okay. Yeah, that'll bring us all down.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's get into the news.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've talked about a whole bunch of things that our old buddy Elon Musk has been up to over at Tesla. And they've recently unveiled the Tesla bot, and it is horrifying.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, Rob.
Yeah? Why not?
That robot that they show and that, you know, that they've had created and rendered, that's robot you're going to get.
Can you describe it to us? What are people seeing when they're seeing this robot? What's happening? What's going on? I haven't seen it.
Danny describes the Tesla bot. Let me see if I can bring up a picture for you.
Tesla bot is as slick as a Tesla. I mean, it looks very humanoid.
Is it? Oh, so it's not like the Cybertruck of robots?
No, no. It looks great. It looks that that's the problem, is it looks too good to be true, which in a lot of Elon ideas, they're too good to be true. He just likes coming up with ideas, throwing them out there, and then hopefully someone else will make it happen.
It's just fully a rendering.
Yeah, exactly. That's not. And the reason I watched something else before this came out in the news, and I had watched that Boston Dynamics parkour robot video.
Yeah.
But then I went back and I watched, they also released a making of the robot parkour video.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you watch that video, you realize how clunky robots are. So those parkour robots are highly advanced robots, probably some of the most advanced bipedal robots out there.
And the videos you're seeing are the best cuts of
the best cuts, because in the raw edit they are smashing, they're missing their mark. One time they jump and like fluid starts squirting out in all directions. And so you have these robots
sounds like Danny
that sounds like Danny with some gloves on that thing.
Yeah, by some of the best teams in the robotic world have been working on these parkour robots, and they're big, they're clunky, they have all sorts of problems. They're making progress. And then you have Elon come out and like, look at this thing that's straight out of like a sci-fi movie. Super sleek. There's no discussion as far as how it's going to run, what kind of, you know, what about the battery pack? You notice that on the Boston Dynamic robots, the battery pack and the fan, you can hear the fan running, takes up a huge part of these robots. So what Elon's done is what Elon does so well, and he has an idea, a fantasy, like the Hyperloop or the tunnels, and he's throwing it out there as it could be in like 30 years, because that's how far away, or maybe more, the technology is. But anyone who pays attention to what people who really are working on robots are doing, which is Boston Dynamics, that's where the current state of bipedal robots is, not this thing that Elon's trying to sell people. I seriously, when is that going to come out? What's the date for that? And it's just, it looks great and it's shiny and it's awesome. And I'd love to have a robot like that. And as you know, Elon always talks about the dangers of AI, and here he is pushing out robots on everybody, which tells you a lot about what he really thinks about the danger of AI.
Yeah. Well, Danny, the prototype is scheduled for next year for the Tesla bot.
Right. The prototype will look nothing like that rendering.
Mm-hmm. And how much does it cost to pre-order?
It's just a prototype. You can't. I bet they aren't even doing pre-orders.
They're probably pre-orders right now.
Remember, they took pre-orders for that truck, which just a month ago he said, yeah, we still can't release the truck because it would cost $1 million a truck.
Mm-hmm. And the Model 3. And the Model 3. I mean, the Model 3 took almost 2 years, which was like over a year longer than what they said it was going to be. So I'm assuming they should take pre-orders for this stupid robot right now. I mean, Watch it. I love you, robots. I mean, that's the Tesla way, isn't it? To put everything up for pre-order for $100 and get 20 million people ordering it.
And he markets this as the robot that will eliminate boring tasks.
Yeah, right? Sign me up.
And there's
so
a
then
lot.
What will I do all day?
Boring tasks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to mow the lawn, kill scorpions in your house. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's promising a lot with this robot, but really just it's not going to happen for a long time. And you know what? The great thing about Elon is he gets people working on ideas, because they say, oh my gosh, Elon is doing this like the Hyperloop.
I'll catch up.
Did you hear what Elon is doing?
People doing work on the Hyperloop, doing great work, but it's not Elon. But he started the motivation. Same with SpaceX. You know, now you have Richard Branson and
Bezos in his backyard making robots now.
Probably. And that's the great thing that Elon does, is that he forces everybody to kind of be like, oh my gosh, this is something we should be doing.
He does two things. He manipulates the market and crypto market.
Yeah.
And he motivates people into.
Well, he manipulates. That's what it is. It's manipulation. And you know what? It's great because we benefit from it. If he's going to create a robot that will listen to my wife talk about the things happening in the family.
That's the task that you're going to have your robot do.
Well, then that's awesome. That's great. He says it's going to take up all our boring jobs.
I know. Okay. So you get the robot, but you can only assign it to one task. Danny.
One task.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be doing the dishes.
I have two.
You can't have two. Yeah. You have to pick. What's it going to be?
So I live on the third floor in my apartment, and sometimes we come home from the grocery store, and it's just so many trips up and down the steps. That's a good one for a robot. Robot would be good. And then also the garbage is on the other side of the facility, so I have to walk across the whole thing with these garbage bags. And I'm always afraid they're going to break. But I mean, if the robot could go and take the garbage to the garbage bags and then maybe just swing by the car... Maybe on the way back up. Is that two tasks?
I'll allow it. He could probably just hold a garbage bag in front of his mouth and shoot fire and incinerate it. Mm-hmm. So that task is done. And then he just grabs the groceries, no? All of them. Like me when I was a teenager.
Puts
my mom
them in
would
his
have
mouth him. And then spits meals out his butt.
Mm-hmm. No. Holds all the bags at once and leaps to the third floor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that awesome. Movie AI.
Did he jump that high?
Of course. Tyson, one task.
It's a robot chauffeur.
Mm. No.
Yeah, I mean, you could have one car just do that, but I prefer to. And it does all my driving for me. So when Rachel's family needs a ride to the airport and you're like, how long are you going? And they're like, just overnight. It's like, here's $12. Just park at the airport. Why do I need to drive you and then come back tomorrow to pick you up? That doesn't make any sense to me. And so my robot will be able to do all of those tasks rather than me get into the logistics of why someone should drive themselves versus why someone should get a ride versus why someone should take an Uber. Mm-hmm. And I'll break it down for you. You should drive yourself and park your car if it's going to be cheaper than an Uber there and back, which for us is $60. So as long as you're paying less than $60, so means you're probably there for 4 or 5 days. Park yourself there. And then, because it takes a half hour to get there and a half hour back, that's an hour of somebody's time. Once you're saving more than an hour of everybody's time that has to be involved to get you to and from the airport, or you're going to be there for a long term, that's when you ask somebody for a ride.
Rides Smart. According to Tyson. And the best part is the robot does not give you back sass.
Yeah.
Tell what you want.
Well, yep. Check out this slide that they showed when they presented this robot. That the Tesla bot is 5'8", weighs 125 pounds, can deadlift 150. That's nothing for Danny.
Yep. Yeah, and those meaty quads.
Yeah. And it says here, world built by humans for humans. And then they add in here, friendly. That's an important bullet point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't skip that.
I would like, who's programming the friendliness? Because I feel like Elon Musk is too far removed from knowing what a real human interaction is without someone kissing your butt to really fully understand like true friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sure they have a team called the Friendly Team. Which researches friendliness around the globe and creates an average friendliness
that they can
then program it to be. But that's a good question. Like, how friendly is friendly? My friends give me a hard time when I do stupid stuff. Will the robot do the same?
You're right, Danny, because I feel like if it was like fake friendly, it would come across.
It would be patronizing.
But it was like, hey, Danny, you gain weight? You idiot.
Keep up, fatty.
Right.
Stuff like that.
That's what you do with your real friends. Should. That's what friends do. They're kind of mean.
See, that's high level friend.
That's so high level.
Yeah.
Like here, we can, us three, we're sitting here. And yeah, I like to tease Danny quite a bit. I've given him some nicknames over the year. And to my knowledge, we just laugh about it. I don't know how Danny feels internally about it, but I'm hoping he's not fully hurt.
Robot would be like, you truly are vascular.
Yeah.
Your vein system is extensive and visible.
So you think it takes a more scientific approach to friendliness?
Yeah, it would be literal.
Mm-hmm. It would be so literal.
Could it use like it scientific terms to then like kind of like break your you know what? Like, hey, Danny, looks like that you're at 110% water retention today.
thing it could do is it could also probably be like, let's say that Danny wasn't vascular and it was like, Danny, why do they call you vascular D? Oh, I get it. Because you are not. Ha, 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 ha. I understand human sarcasm now. Learning.
If it talks like that, I would love it if they made it talk like that. Made it so robotic, like the joke robotic. Yeah. I think that would be a great touch. And they've known to do stuff like that with their cars.
Like the robotic maid on the Jetsons.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like Zingbot at that point.
Yeah, I think that would be a great touch. That would be a great way in making it friendly. Mm-hmm. Is giving you that ridiculous robot voice that Tyson just did.
Keep it very friendly. Okay. All right. Let's talk about a little bit of maybe a sadder story today. So some new research suggests that there may be a price, a cost to eating one of America's most beloved foods. That would be the hot dog, the Frankfurter. The wiener.
I saw everywhere. This all over.
All over.
People. Everybody wants to talk about this. Yes.
And every hot dog you eat takes 35 minutes off your life.
All I could think about was the Nathan hot dog eating.
Yeah, Dobayashi will be dead tomorrow.
He was born.
Yeah.
What is that? 50 hot dogs they eat?
No, like 80.
So let's say it is 80. I don't know if it's that high, but let's say it's 80.
Yeah.
Would it entice to do the math for me? I failed math.
Joey Chestnut. I mean, Joey Chestnut should have died before he was born.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Terminator. Your future self ate your past self to death. In some weird way, you were never born because you ate so many hot dogs, you went negative.
I think, Danny, if you quit smoking, it does negate that 35 minutes. But...
So basically, the hardest man on earth or woman is smoking and eating hot dogs endlessly.
In fairness, hot dogs are one of the biggest choking hazards. So sometimes they take more than 35 minutes off. Sometimes
they've worked into an average.
Yeah.
Because they're like, on average, it only takes, when you eat a hot dog properly,
if you just ate
really
it, maybe
takes a minute or two
minute,
off.
But
the fact that somebody dies instantly from eating a hot dog brings that average way up.
Mm-hmm. Now, do other foods you eat give you time back? For instance, if I ate an apple, am I getting back 2 minutes?
What you're talking about is food-based time travel?
Yes.
So what? So let's say, Rob, you want to have a hot dog. Okay, you eat a hot dog, but now you have to have 12 apples to negate the hot dog,
yeah.
And that's what your meal ends up being?
Yeah.
I was thinking this way. Let's say you wanted to travel back in time 100 years. You had to eat over 10,000 hot dogs in one sitting
to go back in time.
I think 10,000, because it would take years off your life.
Because it can't kill you, it just transports you back in time. It's just, I'm working on a book idea right now based on food time travel. And like, if you ate enough roots or vegetables to gain time, you could launch yourself into the future.
I don't think you launch yourself into the future. You just live longer.
This is my fantasy, Tyson.
Yeah. I think you'd have to eat 10,000 apples to go into the past.
Oh. No, not in the way this is working in my head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Either join me in my fantasy or don't give me any input.
Yeah. Okay. And this is the Danny Show. I'm going to go get some coffee.
I really feel like a hot dog right now.
I want a hot dog too, and it's even only breakfast. And I mean, you could do the breakfast hot dog where it's the egg and hot dog slice scramble, which was the only meal my dad knew how to prepare when I was a child growing up. So if my mom was gone in the mornings for whatever reason, my dad would be like, here's what you're having, scrambled eggs and sliced hot dogs.
I wish I could see what 35 minutes are being removed. That would be nice.
Just from the back end.
Yeah, I think it's just you die 35 minutes
earlier. I know, but like, what if I could eat it to a point?
The point where you've lost your health and your
mentality.
Like,
something bad is about to happen, or, you know, my kid's going to turn out to be worthless and just always hitting on me for money and living in my basement.
At what point is it worth it?
Yeah, I could just eat hot dogs while watching my life in the future and then be like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so what we need is Tesla to, I'd still space out the hot dogs for enjoyment. But what you do is you have Tesla invent a thing that shows you when your quality of life is diminished to a point that is no longer acceptable to you. And that's how many hot dogs each person should eat.
I just thought about the thing I would want the Tesla robot to do for me.
What?
Give me piggybacks like to through the grocery store. Just jump on its back.
And then, so do your walking for you.
Yeah, do my walking for
me. That's essentially what Rob already wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he wanted it to carry his groceries. I wanted it to carry me.
Okay, that's fine. You can
maybe in a baby Bjorn.
You can have it do that, but also it has to be there when you and Liz are intimate with each other.
Whoa.
That's fine. Standing in the corner, recording everything with its robot eyes.
Sending it to Elon.
Yeah, now, I bet Elon doesn't eat hot dogs. I bet you, if you you know how like rich people always put out the list of things they do, wake up at 3:30.
I bet Elon eats push-ups. The most hot dogs. You're saying he eats zero hot dogs. I bet he eats some every day.
And that's how he comes up with his ideas.
Yeah, and that's also, I mean, he doesn't have time for real meals, so he's just like got that's a hot true. Dog cart in his office with a hot dog robot there, just slinging hot dogs straight down his gullet as he chokes him down without even chewing.
Yeah,
like no
carbs. Maybe it's the bun, Tyson. Maybe it's the bun that's the problem.
No, they talk about the salt. I think it's definitely the sodium. Salt.
So you can negate that with lots of running and sweating, right?
Yeah, if that's the case,
you're going to live forever, Danny, with how sweaty you are.
Just this morning when I finished my run, I had these like perfect lines of sweat.
Yeah.
I love it.
I disgust myself.
So
such a baller.
They didn't just look at hot dogs in this study where 5,000 foods were looked at in this new study that was done. And so
Can I stop you for a second? Sure. How was this study actually done? Has it been going over the course of a lifetime where they already have a group of people who have died 35 minutes earlier because of the hot dogs they ate?
I mean, probably, right?
So it's been going on for 100 years.
Sir, I'm dying. Let me see my family. No, sir, before I bring your family in. How many hot dogs
did you eat?
rough estimation. Sir, we lost another one. Did he say? No, he never said.
Yeah.
Let his family in.
So they studied a bunch of different foods, and they found that one 85-gram serving of chicken wings led to 3.3 minutes of life lost. Again, I might argue it's worth it. And they said that the hot dog was going to give you 36, but listen to this. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were associated with an increase in 33 minutes.
Whoa.
So if you eat PB&J right after the hot dog, you're basically breaking even.
So can you just put peanut butter and jelly on your hot dog?
No, you see, those two foods don't mix. This was all pre-planned by God. He's like, if I'm going to take away, I'm not going to let them cancel this out. This has got to be a perfect plan. You can't eat a hot dog then go to a peanut butter and jelly.
What about the peanut butter and jelly first?
Natural.
Yeah. And then, Danny, also listen to this, that they say foods like salted peanuts, baked salmon, and rice with beans were also associated with gains between 10 and 15 minutes. I thought you said the salt was the problem. Where do we get salted peanuts on the list?
Big salmon's got their fingers so deep
into
nutritionists.
Peanuts are good for your heart, I think, but I love salted peanuts.
The actual Mr. Peanut died famously.
He sure did.
I'm looking at this list of all the bad things, and it's basically what I eat every day. Hot dogs, burgers, breakfast sandwiches.
If this were true at all, Danny would have died before I even met him 20 years ago.
Yeah, I would have died. I'd have the lifespan of like someone in the Middle Ages.
Well, look,
I like this study, and then I don't like this study, which is I'd like the PB&J. That's great news.
Are you a PB&J eater?
I do like PB&Js, yes.
How often do you eat them?
I take them on my runs quite often, actually.
Okay.
So if you ate a PB&J every day or you ate a few of them every day, you would essentially live forever.
Sounds like it.
PB&J keeps the doctor away.
I mean, at a certain point, you'd have to eat one within every 33 minutes once you get to a certain age.
What if you knew you were quite...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At what point is it worth eating a PB&J every 32 minutes just to make sure that you get that extra 33 minutes of life every time?
What if, though, you were close to the end? This is a great idea. And let's say, you know, it's the last days of your life and one of your other friends died. Tyson dies. I'm like, great. I'm going to have to go to another funeral. Boom. 5 hot dogs, maybe 100 hot dogs. End it right then and there. Mm. Plus, the insurance payoff is probably still going to come out. So I don't have to go to a funeral. Tyson's. And I got to end my life in a orgy of hot dog delight.
But wouldn't you rather just like catch me right before I die and jam a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my mouth?
Here, eat this. Eat this. This will buy you another 33 minutes.
Oh man, Tyson's like, oh, I'm ready to go. I'm like, no, you're not. Cram a PB to J, hold his nose and mouth. You will swallow this.
I don't want to be here. I've been so much pain. Eat this PB&J. Probably has to chew it for me and spit it in my mouth.
I have to help you masticate it by moving your mouth up and down.
Well, I think we figured out how to beat death.
Father time. Who knew it was as simple as hot dogs and PB&J.
Study is garbage. Yeah. It doesn't take into account exercise, sleep. No.
Genetics.
Reduction in stress, genetics.
How dare you, Tyson?
It's obviously like big peanut butter paid a bunch for this study and salmon.
Yeah.
And it's just like the salmon and who knew the salmon and peanut industry was embedded with each other?
Well, Tyson, they took all those hits from the peanut allergies that basically this was like
true.
Peanut butter is coming back. Tyson tried to bring it back. Think about how much peanut butter Tyson ate on Survivor this past year. Tyson's going to live easily another 10 years.
Yeah, over 100 for sure now.
Yeah, but the cost, one fire token, I think that was worth it.
Yeah, one fire token to live over 100
being
years
immortal?
Old now?
Yeah, yeah, I think
that's awesome.
So. Good deal.
Or I now have up to 700 hot dogs I can eat and still die and live an average life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at any point. That's like a cyanide capsule. Yeah. 12 pack of hot dogs. Okay.
That's cool.
All right. Well, have either of you checked out the viral milk crate challenge?
I came across this before.
Are millennials
knowing
hurting
it was a challenge?
People of all ages.
Yeah, I watched it happen several times. First of all, I thought watching one of the very first one I saw, I thought, oh, this is interesting. It was just a neighborhood got together. I don't know where people are getting these crates from. But
there must
first
be a lot of them around because
easy.
Of COVID.
That would be really easy to do. But then by the time they get to, depending on how many they stack, by the time they get to the second or second highest or the highest crate stack, it is impossible. Like I watch people stand, try and balance it out for, you know, forever. And then they just put all their weight on it.
45 like Michael Jordan can't bench.
And they all hit their head. They
hit
all
their head.
Down head first.
And they fall on the crates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the risk taking that makes America and humans in general so awesome.
And
completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
And totally rad.
It's like generally, and this is what's crazy is that we expect this from the Russians. Like you can get online and find Russian videos of guys getting hurt all day long. But then this is great. I do love it. And, is it for a cause or
no.
It's just
that makes it even better. If you could bottle up the American spirit in one theme, the milk crate challenge is that. That's America right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you're gonna do this, you need to have some friends standing by with some PB&Js just to
jam in your mouth.
get you through it, you know.
Get the PB&J, he's hurt bad.
I don't think I've watched one successful video. Do you have one queued up?
I don't know. I haven't seen one successful. And that's why it's the milk crate challenge, because you can't get that PB&J down without like crates of milk. Like pour the milk in there, the pizza's not going down.
Man.
So as far as we know, no one has successfully done.
Not yet. Not yet. Until not Danny me. Does it. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny. Danny, you're Boy. Spry on your feet. You're a mountain goat.
Mediocre amateur will blow up once Danny completes the milk crate challenge.
Yeah.
I've watched so many people fall that I mean, I know exactly how it's going to happen. You tumble onto your neck head area with possibly a crate directly underneath you with its very sharp corners. I mean these people are brave beyond brave.
And it looks like some of them could easily have broken their wrists
or die instantly. Yeah,
or their ribs. And it's like, I only need to see one of those videos to know I'm not trying that.
Has someone created like a rule, like how many stacks?
Yeah, like how tall do you have to go in?
I'm seeing 6 or 7 in the middle for some of these.
Yeah, I feel like people get up to 4 pretty easy.
Yeah,
it's beyond 4.
That's how they get you.
That you are now taking your life in your hands.
Yeah.
And you know what? For a good cause, for glory, for vainglory.
Yeah,
it's totally worth it.
For TikTok fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I love it. I love watching it, and I want to keep watching it. It's like the ice bucket challenge. Remember when guys were getting creative and like dropping full shovels on their head, and it looked super painful. But for me, it made me happy. And I think as long as they have enough PB&Js standing by, they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
there you go.
Everybody is trying that on grass. And Devin in the chat is happy that that's happening. But also, grass is an imperfect surface. If you had a more perfect surface
Set
the crates on, would that make it easier to stand on them? Yes, it definitely would. Have you ever tried playing Jenga on carpet? It doesn't work.
Yeah, but the risk goes through the roof. So you have
put pads on the side.
Okay. How many people have gymnastic pads at home? I guess a mattress would work.
Danny, here's what we need. Get your friends over at Boston Dynamics to get one of their robots to do the milk crate challenge. When they've got that video ready to go, wake me up, okay?
Then you'll know the challenge has jumped the shark.
No, then I'll know that these Boston Dynamics robots are ready to go and they are legit.
Yeah, and maybe jam.
Peanut butter and jam.
You'd probably need some PB&J to get you that far in life, Rob, to see a Boston Dynamics dog do this. But yeah, I agree. I love this challenge. I did see it going around a little bit, and didn't realize it was a full blown.
It was a challenge. That's what I thought until I saw this article that Rob posted.
Is that one of those challenges where you get on somewhere and are like, hey, the Danny here about to do the crate challenge, and I challenge Barack Obama, Rihanna, Oprah Winfrey,
Beyonce,
Ellen,
all the biggest people who would totally never
Kanye.
Yeah. Could you imagine you challenge Barack Obama and then he did it and then got hurt and it would be like some news to report tonight. The 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, has been injured in the milk crate challenge. He was challenged by content creator Danny Bryson for...
But if this was a presidential election year, I would like to see my potential presidents doing this challenge. I feel like it would weed out some of the less desirable.
Like we've had a lot of spry presidential candidates that would be up for the...
Yeah.
That's the thing is that I've always been of the impression that we need spryer presidential candidates. We always elect these people that are like 100 trillion years old and all of them are out of touch.
Yeah, they're on a straight peanut butter IV rejuvenation every morning and every night.
So why not get somebody that can do this challenge and at least give them a chance? Because if they're doing this challenge, they're in touch enough with what's going on in the world because they're on the internet seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that already gives me hope.
Okay. We'll see if they can incorporate some sort of like NFL scouting combine at the next round of debates. Get the bench press.
At the very end of this combine course they run, they should have the crate.
40-yard dash.
So you're saying put the crate challenge on the actual NFL combine, but also run an NFL combine like competition at the presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay. I think yes, both. I'm in.
All right. A story that comes to us about some issues that are going on around the Great Barrier Reef, where there's been an issue where the highly venomous olive sea snakes have been mistaking scuba divers for their mates.
Oh,
go on.
So they're fine. The scuba divers are fine. They're just impregnated.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the, I guess, confused sea snakes are approaching divers as potential mates.
So when they rub up against the sea divers and the sea diver takes offense, just goes, "What? I'm a snake. I'm a sea snake. Mm-hmm. That's who I am."
Yeah.
I mean, they're highly venomous. What is it that's confusing the snakes?
Maybe it's the latex suit.
Is it like the wetsuits?
Yeah, maybe the wetsuit.
Maybe. I mean, this isn't a podcast of speculation. We want facts here. Yeah.
So what happens is that they are looking for mates and female sea snakes as soon as they see them. And what they do is they go up to them. And I think this is actually very forward. They flick the female sea snake with its tongue to check for chemicals on her skin.
Hmm. So are people getting bit by these snakes or just close encounters?
Close encounters so far, although in three cases, male sea snakes coiled around a diver's fin, which is usually only scary. Observed during courtship.
Wow. That sounds scary. Anytime a snake coils around anything that is part of you.
So bring decoy fins.
Well, I think you just let the snake do its thing. I think that if you are trying to then
to completion and then once it's done, it probably gets tired.
It probably goes away.
It needs a PB&J.
Yeah.
Smokes a cigarette real quick, whatever the underwater version of that is.
Yeah. What they tell you is that having this giant snake hurtle towards you and start checking you out, it can be life-threatening even if the snake doesn't try to bite you because panic is deadly. The snake is not attacking
underwater.
You.
How big are these snakes? Can you give us, or is there a video or what can we see?
It depends on how cold the water is.
Nice.
Very good, Rob.
I'm not sure.
Wait a wiener joke right there.
But they say,
wait, what? Can you explain that, Danny?
What they tell you is that this sea snake just thinks you're a female snake. And once they figure it out, it'll wander off and look for love elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Sounds presumptuous fine. That they're looking for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just looking for a good time.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. Careful out there to all of our divers out by the Great Barrier Reef.
I mean, we're moving into their territory, so, right?
Yeah.
Snake love is what you should expect in snake territory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Danny, would you let an olive sea snake make love to you? To your fin?
Knowing that it's venomous, and whether the lovemaking is secondary to the fact that there is a venomous snake right there, that I can't tolerate.
Have you never touched a venomous snake on the tail?
Oh, I have no memory. I'd like to think that I have touched a rattlesnake. No, I've touched a rattlesnake. When I was a kid, my neighbor caught one and grabbed it by the neck. And when I was probably 9 years old.
Yeah.
So we all got to touch the rattles and stuff. But yeah, I don't like it. I wouldn't. Would you? What, you're going to let it just do its business at the whole time, knowing that if you disrupt its lovemaking, it could bite you?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, is it worse to struggle and run away? Is that going to aggravate it more? Like, that's, you're just trying to get
sexually
out of this
situation. Actually, frustrated snakes are more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, if you came up upon a grizzly bear, what are you supposed to do? And what do you do with the snake? If the snake is upon you, is it easier to just like pretend you're a tree in that moment? Be like, I'm a tree. Or are you supposed to fight? Like, I don't know.
I know you're saying the sea snake equivalent of curl up in a ball, right?
Yeah, we need to we need to know what course of action we need to take in these
moments. That's a good point, Tyson. We have all these rules of engagement for land mammals, but I don't think we have a lot.
For sharks. We have some for sharks.
What's a shark when you punch him in the nose?
Yeah, and you got to make eye contact with them. Maintain eye contact.
Was that real? You got to maintain eye contact with their dead eyes?
Yes.
And what, somehow it like proves
they know you're facing
alpha?
It. They know you're facing it so that they know that you're ready to fight back, I think, is essentially. So maintain eye contact with them. You also don't want to be threatening because they're territorial, so you kind of do need to back off. But
I feel like that's giving sharks way too much credit.
Do you think
we
need
human emotions?
Maybe we just need to wear less sexy fins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe we need to wear a very form-fitting diving suit.
Yeah, so you're saying like a baggy, like one of those sumo suit style.
I mean, we want people to be comfortable too.
Yeah, that's true. So something baggier.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad idea too, because then if a shark bites you, it gives it a little bit of extra time to realize that you are not food before it gets to the fleshy parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so that's good. That's almost like basically like you want like one of those like when they're like training like a pit bull, you want like that suit where like even when it bites down on you.
Because they always say the shark bites you that first time to see what you are.
Yeah.
And then they usually go away.
Oh, so. And they should make it taste disgusting like a warhead.
Not everybody thinks a warhead is disgusting, but
Even the outside part, Danny.
I'm not saying I like warheads, but it wouldn't make so many if people didn't like them.
Mm, they like the inside part.
They're willing to go through hell to get to that interior.
Yep. Makes it all worthwhile.
Well, maybe the shark will look at it that way, too.
Yeah, maybe.
You just have to get through this first part on those things that are swimming around. And I tell you, the middle is so good.
So good.
Tastes like hot dogs.
No, that's what you do if there's a shark attack. You have a 12-pack of hot dogs in your back pocket.
Chuck them away from you.
Chuck them. That shark will be gone sooner than he thinks. Okay. And then I've got one more story before we go to Danny's Bolt Hole about how apparently there is a hotel that will deliver not room service like a normal hotel, but
I'm a snake.
No, they will bring you puppies to your room at the Denver Kimpton Hotel Monaco. They have a puppies and Prosecco package, which is a sparkling white wine that you book a suite and then. They're going to bring a bunch of puppies to your room.
Live news AF.
Does this service come with people who will come in and clean up all the puppies' diarrhea?
Or will euthanize all the puppies once they're no longer needed? I don't like this idea for that.
I don't like it either. The puppy, whole
now
puppy
what do you do? Yeah, well, it's the same with like ordering a chick for Easter or a little teeny baby bunny and giving it back. What do they do with those? And are there homes for all of those puppies that they're bringing on to this? Like, I get that it's marketable and that people love puppies and that, yeah, you get to lay around in puppies all day, but but
everybody's dream is a bed made of puppies.
But the issue here is as those puppies mature and become less desirable to the people who were paying to have this puppy service, where are their homes now?
Well,
they go on.
They didn't have homes before. They're part of a national puppy rescue.
So Tyson, this is for a good cause, a puppy bed for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're not purposely generating new puppies.
Yeah, I don't think they're breeding puppies for this hotel's promotional weekend.
Okay.
They don't have like a puppy farm. The hotel in the back has got like this stinky.
I mean, honestly, if it was an adopt a pet situation where they brought all the puppies in and then were like, if you're in love with one of these puppies, you can take it home with you. That's smart right there.
Let me see if I can book the room for us. Okay. Three adults. Okay. The night of August 27th. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I get a deal with my Amex Platinum, so because we'll get later checkout, we'll get a free room.
Let them know that Tyson's
we'll
an influencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet we could get some influencer stuff.
Do they want influencer the suite thing, or you want to get two beds? Free.
How much? How much is it?
So if we get two beds, that's two queens. That's fine for us. And then, or we can get the suite. The suite is $384 again. But then that's just the room. That's just the room. I think we have to pay $550 for the puppies.
That's fine. We can split that up. But here's the cool thing about Danny, Rob, is that he would rather sleep on the floor than sleep with another grown man in a queen bed. Because of the spatial issue.
Well, he does have the option for a bed of puppies.
What?
He says a bed of puppies. I thought you said Danny will sleep on the bed of puppies rather than
risk touching a toe with you in a queen bed.
I also would want to touch a puppy. I'd rather sleep in the car than be in a room that had a bunch of puppies
in it.
So
me and Rob are in the room.
You guys are in there. You take a puppy shower, then sleep on a puppy bed.
No, the puppies are on the floor. They can't get up on the bed unless you bring them on the bed.
Yeah, they'll end up on the bed. And then I'll be in
What do we care? It's not our house.
Michael Netters in the chat asks if Boston Dynamics does a similar thing with the puppy robot dogs.
I would do that. That makes sense. I could have those puppies, the Boston Dynamic puppies, probably line up perfectly and become a bed themselves. Mm-hmm. That's a puppy bed I could get behind. Plus, they protect me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With their lasers and stuff.
Plus they turn on you.
Yeah, in this situation, they have
But they're not snuggly. And they don't care about cute, snuggles. Funny things.
None of that matters to me. I'm a grown man.
Hmm. So you wouldn't
puppy protection.
You wouldn't want to see like a little teeny cute little puppy do the milk crate challenge in your room.
Why would I? That's just reckless. I'm putting a puppy's life in danger. So I can get a little TikTok.
A puppy wouldn't hurt themselves falling like that. Puppies
falling off of a 6-stack crate.
They're like the toddlers of dogs. You know how bendy they are, and have you ever seen your?
Like, I might not want a puppy
face scorpion, and then get up and be like, "What happened?" And you're like, "You just broke your back in 17 places," is what I thought when I saw you fall.
Like this, the ideal place for this idea is in the virtual world, not in the real world. Okay, let's go create a virtual puppy room where you can put on the. Oh, which by the way. Mm-hmm. We did not talk about Zuckerberg's new virtual meeting space.
Oh, yeah. You like that or no?
What a nightmare. That guy is just, he's on a roll for making him seem completely out of touch with the rest of humanity. He could be hiring you,
Danny, to talk him out of the bad ideas.
What'd he say?
No, they have
you not seen the images of this?
Let me bring up the new Facebook virtual reality meetings.
You can have your own avatar and it can look equally as weird as Mark Zuckerberg's does in the promo for this.
Okay.
Because Mark Zuckerberg looks like he's like somebody else's avatar for a human.
Does he have?
I am telling you, and I still offer
his avatar have sunscreen on him?
Yeah, too much. I am offering my services. Mark, let me be that barrier between you and the world. And I will shield the world from your bad ideas that make you appear not to be human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, haven't most of his ideas been pretty bad?
Pretty much. He just can't get a win.
Okay. So, yeah, here is this was widely reported, Facebook pushing for VR for remote work. So you can work from home, but in virtual reality, sit in a meeting with people, Tyson. Yeah.
You can go to the place in virtual reality that you're trying to avoid in real life. Mm-hmm. And you can choose a stupid avatar from like 2004 to represent you in that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Because what could be cooler than going into virtual reality to sit at a conference room table?
It's such a bad idea.
That was what they imagined when they thought it up.
It's got potential if you could sit in really cool places and you could be, you know, awesome looking avatars.
Right. Danny, if you were going to have a virtual meeting, like why not have it at the top of Mount Everest? Like, why would you go in virtual reality to the most boring place imaginable?
Or in a fantasy.
Look at where that conference room is, though, dude. It's up high. Yeah. It's at a ski resort.
Yeah, but you could do a conference room made of puppies.
Yeah.
Or underwater where all the mating balls are happening.
There's so many options better than the one they used in the promo that it really did blow my mind that that's what they would choose when saying you could be in a virtual space.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual point of virtual space is to be somewhere awesome that you could never be in real life,
right?
Not in a conference room.
Like the virtual reality conference room, I feel like is the place like in a Black Mirror episode when you get convicted of a crime and they put your soul into the, like, all right, you'll stay in this virtual reality conference room for the next 4,000 years.
Yeah, I don't get
Dante discusses that.
There's no hot dogs here.
Advantage to this over just doing like a Zoom call or a conference call with somebody sharing a screen.
Mm.
That's my issue.
It would just be awesome. Like your avatar is Xena, the Princess Warrior, and you're on the moon, and everyone's just something really cool and interesting. That would be cool.
But mm-hmm. What about how much control over your avatar? Like, can you reach across and slap another avatar? Can you tip the table
challenge
over?
Them to like sword fights and stuff like that. Maybe you allow breaks, and in the breaks between the meetings, you allow combat or whatever you want.
Or you get to do like the plank thing.
Or you get to do what, Tyson?
The plank thing where you walk out on the building and then look down and there's... You're walking on a wooden plank across buildings.
your turn. I feel like I'm going to fall. And everyone in reality is like, oh, he's such an idiot.
Yeah, yes. He looks like he's scared.
Well, he's so scared.
Would this podcast,
he's been tricked.
Would this one be better or worse if we were all in virtual reality, like, and people were just watching us on the screen of like that we would be like hanging out in like some studio?
I would love to try that once. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be hilarious. Okay, we're all sitting in our virtual conference room.
You think we should do that as one of the podcasts?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. How much does this service cost? $85 trillion?
Probably. We need goggles.
We need to all wear the headset. Yeah.
No, I don't have a headset. Is Oculus, is that owned by Facebook now?
Is it? I think it might be.
I think it might be too.
Gotta look that up. Okay.
Sorry, that was my tangent.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Maybe somebody could let us know if they've done any of these to do the virtual reality Facebook meetings. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Then, Danny, are you ready to take us to that special place known as Danny's Balt Hole?
Yes, take us there with the song.
Welcome to my Balt Hole. I think you're
gonna
like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes!
It's interesting that we talk so much about robots today, because that was what my Balt Hole was. Another robot story, which we expect for these wave of robots to just swarm us at any moment. But the robot future is very slow in coming, right? And we watch the robots doing parkour, and we know why, because it's freaking hard to build a cool robot that is human, looks very human, and acts very human. But there are some tasks that are slowly being pawned off to robots. And it's not as cool as you think. Remember the robot priest and some of those other stories we've talked about. It's never as cool as you'd think. But when you consider some tasks, like maybe working at the DMV, some tasks, even the humans seem robotic when they do a human task. So those are the ones that seem most prone to a good robot or would work well with the robots. And one of those areas is the legal areas.
Okay. That could be boring.
And the BBC had an article about would you allow a robot to represent you? And it talks about a handful of people that are working on making that possible. But what they're really describing is a robot that fills out forms and responds for you in legalese, which I thought is the perfect place for a robot, right? A legal robot, a lawyer robot. That's the perfect place where I think we should all have robots, because it seems to me a law robot would be far more honest in representing you or in fighting you than a human, because lawyers have terrible reputations. And I'd like to think that we would have upstanding legal robots if those were to grab.
Well, and you could jam them full of all the knowledge they need for just law, and they know how to combat whatever the opposition is saying with what they're saying. And it's a perfect, potentially if you the robots are programmed and you have a robot judge as well and a robot jury,
no emotion,
you get a perfect outcome every time.
And Tyson, actually, you hit upon something that was in the article, and it talked about using AIs for assistance. And it talks about sorting through documents. This and the, one of the stories they tell is they had to sort through 10,000 documents. They had an AI do it. It did it in a matter of hours, maybe a day. And it would have taken humans weeks and cost $50,000.
Yeah.
And so there's so many stupid tasks, which, by the way, the fact that you need a robot to sort through 10,000 documents shows how stupid the legal system really is, that is so convoluted and complex. And it's just a giant
bloated
mess. I
don't want to get sued by a bunch of lawyers, Danny.
That's why they've created an environment where you need one of them to go to sort through it.
And
the idea of, I love the idea of a robot because it gets rid of all these people who are intentionally making it complicated so that you require their services to sort through the big mess that they've built.
So I'm not keen on a robot judge or jury yet, but what about this? Hear me out. Hear me out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that Facebook technology. Let's get a virtual reality jury.
Oh, so the jury's at home wearing a headset?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Sort of half paying attention. Yeah.
The problem there is that as a jury member in the flesh, I feel like you'd probably feel more accountable.
Yeah. No, that's no, in a Tyson, perfect world.
I think it's a great idea to listen to this because you can do your jurying, if that is a word, from the comfort of your home. You're more likely
to get better jurors, I think.
Yeah, I think you'd be a little bit more lenient. Whereas if you're sitting all stuffed up in that courtroom with those terrible chairs.
Are you supposed to be lenient, though? That's the thing.
Well, I think that maybe sometimes you give that person who's dragged this trial out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be like, dude, you screwed me.
Yeah.
I am going to make your life miserable. I don't care. I don't care at this point if you're guilty or not.
Yeah, I think, I mean, sure, there's that. But I also feel like if I'm dialing in from my home with VR, I'm definitely got that thing on mute, walking around,
playing
with my daughters, drinking sodas from the fridge, watching TV, scarfing hot dogs to try and get out of this thing. And
well, you can't do that with the headset on.
So what you got to do is you have to have a full team of police officers at your house, making sure that you
Why a police officer? Just have an AI monitor.
Yeah, have a robot.
Yeah. So have on your the court system sends over a monitoring robot that makes sure that you are
a robot.
Yeah. That makes sure that
there stares at you.
Your headset is on full volume and that you're just sitting there.
The Tesla bot.
Yeah. Perfect job.
Fine.
And by the way, this is more about a lawyer who's a robot. And I'm all for that because it seems like lawyers just do a bunch of work in the background and charge you an insane amount. And now you just got this AI plugging away and he's going to do probably a better job because he can handle 10,000 clients at once. And I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny, anything else?
No, just, you know, we're going to talk about the impending world of robots until that world is here.
Okay. All right. Well, well done.
Adam Katz talks about the stenographers and why are they still there? And my only answer even 15, 20, 30 years ago was,
they have a good union.
Tradition.
Oh,
they have a good union and also tradition. Like it's probably the only job that still asks how fast you can type. What's your words per minute?
Mm-hmm. That's WPM.
WPMs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, plus it's pretty cool as a lawyer. Could I have the court read back to me what was just said?
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
You said, then I took the hot dog and...
But immediately ate 14 peanut butter and jellies after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, Danny, what do you have coming up this week?
I got an episode coming out on Thursday morning.
Milk crate challenge?
No. If I find some milk crates, that to me is the biggest challenge is finding enough milk crates to do the challenge. Where do you get milk crates?
I've already got them shipped to your house. Amazon sure, Prime had them.
I don't know if I'd be willing to try a stack of
they're
six
on their
or
way.
Seven,
they're on
but
their
I, way. I try four, maybe five over some pads.
Okay, I got you enough to do a five stack pyramid, five top pyramid.
Okay, well, if that's the case, expect to both see me on TikTok doing the challenge and then later visit me in the hospital.
Is this true? If I send you milk crates, you will do the challenge?
I will do the challenge if you send me the milk crates. I will not stack it six or seven.
How many?
That seven's insane.
Five.
But I would try five.
Five? Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't want that on my conscience.
Oh, am I liable?
You were.
Well, my robot lawyer will decide
challenged
that.
Barack Obama. Yeah.
DePete in the hat's asking where he can get a mediocre amateur hat that you got on top of your
head.
I
think I sell them online. I keep meaning to make them better, but like everything I do with mediocre amateur, I have good intentions and poor execution.
Yeah.
So it's tough. What Rob does and Tyson does is actually tough. People probably think you guys just sit around doing nothing and do your dream job, but it actually takes a ton of work.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm. Until the robot can be invented that gets rid of all that boring stuff.
I mostly, honestly, if I had an intern, all you interns that are listening, mm-hmm. if I had an intern that was in Arizona that could just do some filming for me with my camera while I'm playing pickleball, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. And you would tell them survivor stories and regale
them survivor stories.
Regale them.
They have to be good with good enough with the camera.
By the way, Tesla robot job right there. All of a sudden, no need for interns because that's basically what a Tesla bot is for. Like Tesla bot, film me.
Do you think the Tesla bot could get out of my way as I'm charging the net to play pickleball?
Would you trust an intern to be in your way?
Stands on the court.
This intern to be in my face with the camera, dude, moving around me as I'm playing.
Wow. Huh? You need a drone for that.
This week in Gilbert, right?
Yeah, this week in Gilbert on Monday.
Oh, and your drone shot was great. Actually, I thought the lighting would be an issue, but it actually handled the darkness pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, that's what drones do.
Well done.
No, not all drones.
They handle the darkness in our souls.
What are you having the drone do?
Well, we've
do
already
it again, drone. I don't already, want to.
We've already droned on too long about this. I can tell by Rob's face that he needs to get back to whatever else.
Oh, we're doing our sign off. So I was trying to move it to your competition in Gilbert.
I know we are. I'm going to be in Gilbert on Monday. It's not a competition. It's a meet and greet, and it's informal. I'm just showing up to a public place
don't
to
wear
play pickleball.
You'll be way overdressed for this one.
Yeah.
It's very informal.
Will you be serving hot dogs?
No, because that's a liability now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. You go to a party, they're serving hot dogs, but you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
My robot lawyer.
Yeah. My robot lawyer.
Disclaimer. Yeah. You have to sign a release if you want a hot dog.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Danny, what do you got going on?
I already said we're on to Rob. I'm putting a video out on mediocre.
Do you have any adventures? Are you going anywhere planned?
I mean, you know, I always say don't. This is the same conversation. And then 24 hours from now, I might.
You're going somewhere. Okay.
Probably always going somewhere.
Rob, what do you have going on? You're in the great state of New York.
Great state of New York. Yeah, but still on the road podcasting. Be talking about the fourth best season of Survivor of all time, fans versus favorites.
This is crazy how many you've gone through.
I'm so close.
And it's weird because I've heard you say, you know, you've been doing a countdown mm-hmm. every episode. Mm-hmm. So it's
three
been
weeks from
so
today,
many
be
episodes. Yeah. It's insane.
It's a lot.
It's
I mean,
been something.
It's 40 seasons of 13 episodes each. Are you even watching the full finale? Like the live?
Yeah, the reunion. Sure.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you should said your Tesla bot to do. Watch
just
all
tell
the
me
seasons.
What happened. Sure.
Give you cliff notes.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But he's watching them on 3 speed.
No, Fast and Furious I watch on 3X. I'm not watching the Survivor on 3X. You go that?
Yeah, you watch Survivor on?
I watch it on like 1.4.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do I sound funny in 1.4?
No,
I still
it's normal.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, do I have it on 1? Did I speed it up? It's like, oh yeah, I'm on 1.5.
Yeah, now you're used to it.
Used to it. Yeah.
Your brain has adjusted. That's crazy. The human
it's
brain
like when
is
a baseball
still a
player
miracle.
Has like a batting donut on, and it's like, all right. And then they hit the batting donut. I'm like, oh my God, my bat is so light.
Now it feels light.
Yeah. So, yeah, got that going on, and plenty of Big Brother. So it's all happening.
It really is, man. That's great. And we didn't get to do our Big Brother updates this time, but we'll probably get them next week at whatever time we decide to go on.
Yeah. And check out Tyson's TikTok where he's breaking Survivor 41 news left and right.
Dude, it's crazy. I can't believe I'm the first one to get
those first two people. I was shocked by your first two big bills.
Which one of the two do you think is going to go further in the game?
I think Vegetable Man.
Hey,
probably.
No, this is a spoiler-free place here.
Veggie Man will live forever, I think.
Veggie Man,
if he's
eternal.
PB&Js, yeah.
Plus, he will be affected by food deprivation. He can kind of just snack on his appendages.
Yeah,
that's true.
Might wither in the heat.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
So, cool. Okay, well, it sounds like it's all happening for all of us. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Rob.
Thank you all so much. See you next time.
We did it, guys.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.